So the government has decided that it will, after all, oppose a long-planned trade agreement between the EU and a number of South American countries, including Argentina and Brazil. A vote on what's known as the Mercosur Agreement is due to take place tomorrow. Farmers here have long objected to the deal because they say cheaper beef imports from countries like Brazil would undermine their livelihoods. They also argue that despite safeguards, the imported meat might not adhere to the same standards. Those who support the agreement maintain it will bring broader economic gains to the EU. The Taoiseach and Minister for Finance, Simon Harris, has been talking to reporters about the decision.
Firstly, it's not certain to say what the ultimate outcome will be, because yes, the Council has an important role to play, member states, national governments tomorrow, but ultimately there'll also be a vote of the European Parliament. So I think the system would want to be very careful in taking for granted the views of the democratically elected representatives of citizens here in Ireland and right across the European Union, who will have to have their say on this as well. So tomorrow's vote at what they call Coreper, vote of European ambassadors, is important. But so too will be the say of the European Parliament. And the second thing is, I think it's important when you vote on behalf of your country that you vote to express the views and the values of your country. It's important that you listen in politics, and it's important that you respond. And therefore, I think the Irish government tomorrow will reflect the position that we've heard from many, many people right across this country about the importance of parity and fairness when it comes to standards.
Simon Harris speaking a little while ago. For more on who's been saying what, we can talk to our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane. Micheál, yesterday the Taoiseach didn't rule out supporting this trade deal. So what changed?
Well, I think it was very clear that there was grave unease across government, not just from the independents, who were particularly very boisterous on this, but also on the government backbenches and on both parties, who were fearing that backlash from farmers and felt that at the constituency level this wouldn't go down well at all. I think there were others in government, and yesterday Micheál Martin's comments were reflective of that, who took a view that while this could be difficult for beef farmers, there could be gains in other parts of the economy, particularly in areas like medical technology, spirits production, and as well as that, even in dairy and grains. But ultimately, food safety standards is what's cited by the Taoiseach today as the reason for this firm no now. But I think it was the backlash and the political realities domestically as well that definitely would have had some influence on this decision.
Talk to us, Micheál, about the mechanics of this. I mean, will Ireland's vote make any difference?
No, and that was another point that was being floated about yesterday, that if Ireland were to go to the no side, which it ultimately has, that it is largely symbolic. That's because as soon as Italy decided that it was going to support Mercosur now, the 35% blocking mechanism at the European Council level that would be required, that was no longer there. So Ireland will make its view very clear tomorrow. But at the same time, that doesn't amount to much. It doesn't alter the reality that Mercosur is coming down the tracks. Now, it was interesting that the Taoiseach speaking today did seem to indicate that there could be another play in this. That's when it goes to the European Parliament in possibly the next fortnight, where it will be a straight majority vote. And he said MEPs would be working in the meantime to try and get more safeguards put in to the trade deal. And I suppose also saying that it couldn't be taken for granted. I think, though, ultimately that this does seem to be going in one direction now. And that is the view of the Sinn Féin leader, who has accused the government of failing in its task to stop Mercosur in its tracks.
Concerns here, as you say, are based around the impact on beef farmers. But other countries, they are keen to move on and get a deal.
They are, because there's tens of millions, I suppose, of consumers that could buy products from exporting countries. And of course, Ireland is an exporting country, but others too, particularly big EU nations like Germany, have been advocating that point. And it was interesting too, as was some time back, that the former EU Commissioner, Phil Hogan, had made the point that Irish farmers didn't have anything to fear from this, and that there could be gains, particularly on the dairy and grain side. So there were mixed perspectives on it, but ultimately, when it came to the bend for home on this, it was just seen that this was too much of a headache for government to go on the yes side, even if it does burn political capital at a time when Ireland is about to take up the EU presidency in the second half of the year.
Micheál, thank you very much for that. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane. Now, shortly we will be hearing from one of the independent members of government. But first of all, for a view from Brussels, I've been talking to Dr. Owen Dray, who's a senior researcher with the Wilfrid Martin Centre for European Studies. And he started by giving me his assessment of the likely winners and losers.
I think essentially you have to think about the big picture on the Mercosur deal. So really it kind of reinforces Europe's, the EU's position as the anti-Trump, if you know what I mean. So this is anti-protectionist. This is all about free and fair trade. This is kind of doubling down on bilateralism, multilateralism, which is very much the opposite of the approach from Washington at the moment.
Now, the argument being put forward in this country by farmers and politicians is that the beef industry here employs thousands of people and that their livelihoods are under threat if the Mercosur deal goes ahead.
Yeah, well, I think that's a lot of scaremongering and it's simply not true. I think, you know, the European Commission, they've worked very hard over many years to put in several safeguards into the deal to ensure that, you know, this agreement will actually offer Irish farmers more opportunity rather than just viewing it as a one-way system where, you know, the EU market will miraculously be flooded by Argentinian or Brazilian beef, which is simply just not the case. And I think, unfortunately, what you're seeing in Ireland is you're seeing local politics dominate over, you know, European strategic interests and Ireland's position in Europe.
But Irish farmers, to be fair, they aren't alone in opposing this agreement. I mean, there are protests in France today.
Yes, well, I think you have to understand who is kind of opposing this agreement as well. It's like France is probably the most protectionist economy in the European Union. And I think what Ireland has to understand is that there's a real kind of policy battle been fought in Brussels at the moment about what kind of European Union we're going to have going forward. And I just find it incredible that Ireland, as a small country that is always touting our free trading, you know, globalised credentials, has come out against this agreement.
One of the arguments, though, made by the Taoiseach when he was speaking to reporters in Beijing this morning is that there is a significant gulf in standards between beef produced in South America and beef produced in Ireland.
And that's why, you know, the European Commission has worked, you know, very hard over several years to put in place lots of safeguards about how, you know, should these issues arise, that the imports from the Mercosur countries can be curtailed in a pretty, you know, obvious and rapid way. So I think what you're seeing is you're seeing a lot of scaremongering, and I think people are looking for any reason to oppose the deal rather than looking at the big strategic picture from a Brussels perspective.
And in your view then, are there industries in Ireland that are likely to benefit from the deal?
Well, I think it will open up. Mercosur is a huge market. It's an expanding market. It's a market, you know, with an expanding middle class. So I think across multiple sectors, you will see opportunities. And let's not forget that Ireland is hopelessly exposed at the moment to the US market for all sorts of different sectors of the economy. Like, Ireland should be welcoming this agreement as a key diversification tool. And it's actually the government's own policy to seek to diversify markets for Irish exporters. So really, there is no strategic sense in this decision.
Ireland will take over the EU presidency in the summer. Will voting against Mercosur affect how the country is seen in Brussels, or is there an acceptance of the government's position here?
Well, I think it's important that you just don't consider Mercosur when you ask that question. I think across multiple areas now, Ireland is seen as not having a lot of credibility in Brussels. There's obviously security and defence. There's our whole relationship with the US multinationals. There's corporate tax. And now there's free trade. I think what's interesting from a Brussels perspective is that Ireland has spent the first 50 years of its EU membership constantly promoting and seeking to strengthen you know, the EU as a trading, as a global trading partner. And unfortunately now, I think what people in Brussels will see is that, you know, local politics will trump anything that Dublin seeks to do at a Brussels, on a Brussels stage.
Dr. Owen Dray, senior researcher with the Wilfred Martin Centre. That's the official think tank of the European People's Party, Fine Gael's European grouping. We can talk now to Sean Canny, independent TD for Galway East and Minister of State in the Department of Transport. He's also leader in cabinet for the independent ministers, and he's in our Doyle studio. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Richard.
Now, you've welcomed the decision announced today by Micheál Martin and Simon Harris. So was there a real danger that you and your colleagues, that you would have walked away from government over this?
No, I think the important thing here is that when we decided as the independent group to enter into talks to form the government, one of our key commitments was that we would work with like-minded EU countries to stand up for the Irish farmers and defend our interests. We have done that over the last year. We've tried to get additional safeguards into the Mercosur deal. That hasn't happened to the extent that we need it to happen, and the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach both agree with this, that it is something that we have worked hard to try and achieve so that we could support the Mercosur deal. But unfortunately, it didn't come far enough. I would also say that, you know, this is not something that happened yesterday or today. This is something that we have been discussing and have been working on with the last year. It is a key component of our programme for government that we would not support Mercosur if it wasn't in the best interests of our farmers and also in our food quality in this country. So what we it's not a question of if you don't do this, we won't support the government. This is more about government making an all-of-government decision, which we have done in a very logic and a methodical way.
Were you surprised then yesterday to hear the Taoiseach in Beijing saying that there had been many positive changes?
I wasn't surprised because I saw the changes that were being made or were being proposed, and I think really what the catalyst for the decision today was we were waiting the outcome of the discussions with agricultural ministers yesterday. I had spoken to Minister Hayden yesterday evening. The meeting wasn't concluded at that stage, but it was clear that not enough of safeguards were being put in to satisfy our concerns here in Ireland. And I think it's important that we think about this in terms of what we as a nation have done and our farming communities have done and our food production have done. And the standards we have set are very, very high. And we had that has come at a cost to ourselves and to our farming. And I think it's important. That's why we stand by the farmers, that when they are doing what we've asked them to do, that we just do not throw that away. And if we're trading with other partners across the global world, we need to have what I would call a level playing field so that we are competing on a like-for-like basis.
Yet we heard Owen Dray saying there that the implications have been exaggerated and that the EU Commission has put many safeguards in place. So how do you respond?
I would respond by saying that if you are producing beef here of a quality that we are producing it, and if we are exporting it, and if we are marketing it in Europe, if we are marketing that against beef are supposed to be of equal status, but it's not really of the same quality, then you have a problem.
But if Ireland's beef is better, do farmers really have anything to fear?
It's not that. It's that it's both of them are on the one shelf. Both of them are at the one price. And people see that the customer doesn't understand that what they might be buying from another country, it might be cheaper, but it also might be detrimental for their health. And even for our own citizens buying meat, we have to ensure that it is of the highest quality. I remember back in the 70s and the 80s when we had growth hormones being used in our cattle. We got rid of all of that. Pesticides, we've cut them out because it's the right thing to do for the environment.
Yeah, but to be fair, safeguards are going to be put in place to ensure that the meat coming here or coming to elsewhere in Europe from South America, that meets the required standards.
And we know for sure that it is impossible for some of these countries to meet the standards because they don't have any standards. They don't have any methods of controlling pesticides or chemicals or drugs that are going to their stock, to their beef or to their poultry. There's no system in place. There's no checking system. And basically, you can buy stuff which has been demonstrated clearly by the Farmers' Journal. And I want to say that the farming organisations have really worked hard on this to try and find solutions as well. And it's important that we recognise that the farmers are not just saying no, no. The organisations have worked with government to try and find solutions and have been engaging in a very, very positive manner to try and find solutions.
Okay, but on the broader picture, can I go back to something mentioned by Dr. Owen Ray there? This perception that really we're being poor Europeans here, that given the way the EU has supported Ireland and in the recent past supported Ireland over Brexit, that we're being ungrateful.
I think, just to put a line on that, we are net contributors to Europe at this stage. We contribute more to Europe than we take from Europe. So we're not the bail buck anymore. We're contributing to the European Union. We have a say. We have a democratic right to make decisions and to vote on a way that we feel is best for our country and our interests. France are doing the same thing because they have a farming community that needs support as well. Farming can be difficult. And is difficult, and from year to year, you don't know what you're going to make in terms of profit, if any. You're all the time working on the edge, and I think it's important that we look at this in terms of what our farming and food production would have to compete with. It's completely unbelievable.
All right. Listen, we'll have to leave it there for now, but thank you very much for joining us from the Leinster House studio. That was Independent TD and Minister of State, Sean Canny.